The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Six days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner from him there, and Martha served. While Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him, Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil, made from genuine aromatic nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus, dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who had betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. The Gospel of the Lord. Beautiful Gospel you can find in the beginning of John chapter 12, verse 1 to 11. Gospel is so rich always, I'd like to just expound upon three ideas. First, this passage is a result of what happened to Lazarus in John chapter 11. Lazarus was dead and buried for 4 days. Jesus raised him from the dead. This was the greatest miracle that Jesus performed before his resurrection. The great Saint Augustine compares what happened to Lazarus to the sacrament of confession. He says when we make a good confession, it's a Lazarus experience, because Lazarus was dead and Jesus brought him back to life. Pray for people that in this Holy Week have walked away from the church, that they'll make good confessions. That's a prayer that we should all offer in this Mass. You people are here at daily Mass, you frequent the confession often, thanks be to God, and keep up the good work, but you all know relatives who probably haven't been to confession maybe in years. But this is a week where there's special graces, where you got the big fish. You got the big fish. The Curia of Ars, John Vianney, was often attacked most by the devil at night. And he actually rejoiced because he said, "Tomorrow there's going to be a big fish." By big fish, that means a whopper. Someone maybe hasn't been to confession in 20, 30, 40, 50 years. So let's pray that the big fish, the whoppers, the whales, will be able to ensnare them, bring them, if not into the boat, at least to the shore. Okay? Second point is this. I've never heard a better homily on this passage than that of Fulton Sheen. And what Fulton Sheen says on this passage, among many things, is remember back in the 60s, those who were around then, that there was the comment among the liberals after Vatican II that the Vatican had too many riches. Remember that? And that the Vatican should sell all they have and give the money to the poor dying in Africa. Remember that? Back in the 60s and 70s, I remember that was at least in New York, I don't hear in California, is that the church has a lot of riches. And so Sheen gave a really good homily on that. And he used this passage. Because what you have in this passage is, here's the whole context. Mary's there, and she had a aromatic bottle of nard. The women would wear it around their neck. And the nard, the aromatic perfume, was worth a lot of money. A lot of money. So what she does is she doesn't just give a couple of drops, but she breaks it. She pours all that oil on the feet of Christ, which would have been a lot of money. And Judas says, hey, that was wrong. We should have taken that, the money from that, and given it to the poor. And then Jesus intervenes and he defends Mary, saying, the poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me with you. And what she was doing was she was adorning, beautifying, embellishing the body of Christ. What is the church? The church is the body of Christ. So, what is the body of Christ? The church, right here. Got the connection? Great, great homily. And use that, because still you're going to hear people say that. It's an obsolete, kind of dumb argument, but you know, there's still dumb arguments that are floating around, no? A lot of them. Okay, an example. Do you people like this church? Do you? I think we should often pray and thank Father Larry. Really. He's a humble man and he suffered so much to get this church. I'm the one that knows him more than anyone else because I've been with him, his friend, for 25 years. No one knows what he went through except me. It was hard. And to get the church, the tabernacle in the center and getting this altar here, and then we had a lot of problems with mold, and he had to suffer through that. I just think that what he went through, if I had 24 hours, you'd have to visit me either in the grave or a loony place, you know. But it's a beautiful church, isn't it? I think it's one of the most beautiful churches in L.A. It's beautiful, it's catechetical, it's you people come here in silence, and it's just it's a great place to be. And we got the Blessed Sacrament exposed for you. And because of your goodwill, the church was built a few million bucks. But you have placed a lot of money by donations because of the beauty of this church. And almost you look at any element here, the beautiful statue of Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Guadalupe, Divine Mercy. I think we have the most beautiful statue of St. Joseph in L.A. right there. Then we got the stained glass windows. Then we got the corporal works of mercy. Then we have the spiritual works of mercy. Then we have St. Peter Chanel and our founder. Do you like the tabernacle? That's thousands of dollars. And look, St. Peter Chanel, we're not rich. We're a poor parish. But so many good people like yourselves have given, you know, hundreds of dollars, some people even thousands of dollars, to beautify this church. And it's not the church of the Oblates. It's your church more than ours. We're not always going to be here. Maybe Maybe we'll be here another 2 years, maybe another 100 years, but we just are here present in this parish temporarily. But this is your church. So use that, use this homily to defend the building of beautiful churches. Okay? Let me give you another example. The Curie of Ars once again. Have any of you ever been to Ars? Any of you ever been to Ars? Okay, the Church of Ars? Okay. We had the heart of the Curie of Ars, which is here in the States, about a month ago, right? But the Curie of Ars, some of you have probably read his life by Trochu or O'Brien or Rutler. There's a lot of different versions. The best one is by Abbe Trochu. He lived a life of extreme poverty. I mean, when he arrived at the rectory, he said, get rid of the chairs, get rid of the bed, get rid of everything. I want to live extreme poverty. We would call it misery. He slept on the floor. I mean, he didn't go out to Black Angus every night. I mean, he'd eat, you know, 2 potatoes a day. No, sometimes he wouldn't eat anything for 2 or 3 days. He lived extreme poverty. And he was so loved at the end of his life, he couldn't walk from the church to the rectory. And how he was able to get there? He had medals. He'd throw them up in the air, and then people would get in, and he'd run in the rectory. Okay? When they're looking down the middle, he'd get in the rectory. Otherwise, he couldn't even rest 3 hours. No. But he went to Lyons, or you Americans say Lyons, Lyons, or Paris, to buy the most beautiful vestments, chalice, ornaments in Europe. He'd do that. Why? Because he recognized the church is the house of God. For this chalice, you can have the precious blood of Christ. So for the Lord to give the best. So in this church, however, my founder says this, if you have one of our priests that is sick, like Father Antolini or another one, my founder said we should even sell the chalices for a sick member of our community. Yeah. We have an older priest that's sick. You see these things being sold because the value of that old sick priest is more than all the material things in the world. Beautiful, isn't it? Beautiful. So that's my homily today. And one last idea is we see the virtue of hospitality. The hospitality of Mary and Martha. Let's pray that we would have Eucharistic hospitality. Eucharistic hospitality means receive Jesus into this temple, into this church, into this sanctuary with great love. Amen.